Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. The Arizona bombshell that has lately dropped. You know, it's come out that the CCP controls a cartel, Sinaloan or something like that, that's operating on our border there in Arizona, and that this cartel has bribed, blackmailed, and otherwise worked their way into controlling election officials, judges, elected, or I should say selected officials, so that there's just no justice available to the good people in Arizona. The same thing is probably true in California and many others of our states. My friend, the Arizona Rhino representatives know about all this. They acknowledge it and they use it as an excuse to do nothing. You'd think Thanos is ready to snap and Atlas got a leg cramp. The whole world is watching Nimrod building his tower of a one-world government under Satan. The push for digital currency, it's a loss of our privacy. The push for transhumanism, the loss of humanity. And then the World Health Organization taking over control of our health care. There's a loss of our freedom for sure. And then elections, the loss of our power to do anything about it. Well, and he's almost done. Building his tower, that is, and throughout history, just about the time Satan has convinced himself and his worshipers that his time has come, God intervenes yet again and crashes his tower to the ground, scatters his strength, and raises up his banner. As he promised, when the enemy comes in as a flood, he would lift up a banner against them. The righteous rally around it, and the enemies of God are brought under the sword of righteous judgment. My friend, I feel the prophets boil just coming all over me. So get ready. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The value of what's called summary judgment. Now, what is a summary judgment anyway? Well, a summary judgment is a court ruling in favor of one party against another without requiring a full trial. Summary judgments may be issued on the merits of an entire case, on general principles, or it might be issued on the basis of some particular issue that's germane to the case. When a universal law or principle is clearly violated, no matter how the particulars of a case might line up on either side of a question, it may be summarily decided on the ground of that universal law. As a king and priest unto God and ambassador for Christ, who is king of all the earth and all mankind his subjects, I intend to pass summary judgment upon Fauci and the whole bunch. There is no argument Fauci and friends can present that would allow them to wriggle out of their share of responsibility for the millions that died during this COVID scam. He encouraged and used his position in his government salaried job, taking in excess of $400,000 per year, the highest paid bureaucrat in all of America, by the way. And he used that position to direct taxpayer dollars to fund gain of function research conducted by Ralph Baric and others at the University of North Carolina and elsewhere. In those labs in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology, and their work involved manipulating virus DNA in an effort to enhance infectiousness and lethality. The idea was to get ahead of evolution, or to get ahead of the competition who's trying to prepare biological weapons. That's what they tell us. It was for national security reasons, right? One wonders then why they would turn it all over to the Chinese Communist Party, known and avowed to be enemies of the United States, but anyway. During Obama's administration in 2014, the Republican-led Congress got wind of Fauci's and Baric's activities, and they exercised their power over the people's purse strings to stop this dangerous research. But Fauci, with full support of the Obama administration, by the way, circumvented the Congress and transferred the research to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and funneled tax dollars to the Wuhan lab through something called the EcoHealth or EcoHealth Alliance, led by Peter Daszak. Remember the scandal revolving around Daszak's insistence that the coronavirus did not originate in the Wuhan lab? No, that can't be. And remember his subsequent fall into disfavor with The Lancet, the proof that came out that he colluded with Wuhan in developing enhanced coronavirus, both by funneling U.S. dollars to Wuhan and exercising oversight of the operations related to that research. A Chinese scientist they call the Bat Lady, a CCP virologist, led the continued research with the help of one of Fauci's buds, another virologist named Ralph Barrick, who had worked on this at the University of North Carolina lab. And I think he trained the Bat Lady or participated in her training anyway. Ostensibly, Barrick stopped this research after Congress withdrew funding and ordered such research terminated. None of this would be possible, however, without Obama's tacit approval for them to continue this research in this covert manner. When Trump came into the White House, Fauci and friends manipulated him into relaxing the outright prohibition of this kind of research and funding of it, but put in place strict oversight rules, all right? And so this got passed. But Fauci circumvented the congressional oversight provisions by manipulating loopholes, it appears now, that he intentionally created in the language of the policy. And he continued the coronavirus enhancement research in the Wuhan lab. Remember the brave Chinese scientist who stepped forward and blew the whistle on all of this very early on? Virology expert Dr. Li Mingyan alerted the world that gain-of-function research on this virus, coronavirus, was ongoing at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. She revealed that the SARS-CoV-2 virus did not originate in nature and did not jump from animal to human, but was created in a lab and purposely leaked from the Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China. In her late interview with Tucker, she's sticking by her story. She said she believes the leak was intentional, but that its infectivity and lethality actually at first caught the Chinese off guard. They expected it to progress a little more slowly, and they supposed they were going to be able to contain it in Wuhan, from which, by the way, they shipped it via international travel to various Western nations. You do know that when they learned about this leak, they did not stop international travel, only travel within China. And they intended it would target particularly America. And that this was done in such a way as to provide a kind of oopsie cover just in case it was needed. You know, oopsies, accidental leak. But that was to be used only as a last resort. Biden and Fauci are puppets, as we all know, of the CCP regime. So, put it together without even taking the time to remind you of the controversy over the inadequacy of the PCR test and the very suspicious circumstances surrounding its development, selection, and use for identifying COVID. And even after adjustments are made for the inflated COVID death count, these people murdered millions, and their culpability, their guilt, increases when other lies they told and manipulative measures they used are taken into consideration. We all heard about the hospital incentive program. Under Fauci's oversight of the pandemic, the government shelled out tax dollars to hospitals for administering the PCR test to everyone that entered an emergency room. Yeah, ka-ching. Another bonus payout if they got a positive result, which then allowed them to admit them as a COVID patient and get yet another, and this one a major $13,000 ka-ching. Yeah, and then another payoff if they started the patient on remdesivir, a drug known to cause renal or kidney failure along with other problems, some, by the way, which trigger symptoms, allowing the hospital to then put the patient on a mechanical ventilator, for which the hospital gets another very significant $39,000 ka-ching. Yeah. And then the hospitals get another payout from government courtesy of Fauci and company, all who cohorted, banded together with him in his chicanery, if the death cert identified the deceased as a COVID death. In fact, I remember listening as Burke explained how they, that is the government medical establishment, were going to change the way they count COVID deaths. Anyone who dies with COVID would be included in the numbers of COVID deaths, she explained. And that was in order to make certain they didn't miss anyone whose death, well, could have been related to COVID. They didn't want to miss anybody, you know. The CDC guideline reads like this, quote, "In cases where a definitive diagnosis of COVID cannot be made, but is suspected or likely, for example, the circumstances are compelling with a reasonable degree of certainty, it is acceptable to report COVID-19 on a death certificate as probable or presumed," end quote. So we had hundreds, maybe thousands of cases like the Florida guy who died in a motorcycle accident and then tested positive for COVID by the unreliable PCR test, and so was marked down as a COVID death. And this other guy who died of a gunshot wound, and a man who died of Parkinson's, but they all tested positive by the questionable PCR overcycled test results, which was purposely set to cycles exceeding prior CDC PCR cycle recommendations for PCR testing, which, no doubt, was purposely done to provide the greatest probability of obtaining a positive test result. And what else could be the reason? I know. They wanted to ensure they didn't miss any positives. Yeah, better a false positive than a missed true positive, right? Yeah. For a disease, as it all fell out, from which 98% of the population recovered. Okay, but anyway. And if you know about this test, you know what a truckload of what Rush Limbaugh called Barbara Streisand this all is. And now, when the damage is all done, and it's thought by them safe, they admit it. Yeah, quote, CDC Director Robert Redfield, not the actor, has admitted that the financial policies put in place could have resulted in elevated hospitalization rates and death toll statistics, end quote. You think? Uh-huh. When the mortuaries realized they were getting neglected in the payouts, you know, in the largesse, an outcry went up, and so FEMA decided to change the rules, providing a funeral aid program for COVID-19 burials. I guess they thought they should get a bonus for all those weird blood clots they were having to fish out of the veins during embalming to get the fluids in. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. That was after the vaccines. Yeah. So, Fauci and every doctor that went along with him, without checking the science and honoring their oath, they are guilty. I pass summary judgment upon them all. You don't have the authority to do that. Oh, yes, I do. Their hands are covered by the blood of hundreds of thousands and millions worldwide, and it stains their wretched soul. Often when trying a criminal like Fauci or Barrick and DeJock and every one of these officials on every medical board that attacked good and honest doctors like McCullough, and those aligned with America's frontline doctors, along with our own local heroine, Sarah Green, who took a stand on her oath and for her patients against the Fauci and Fauci band and refused to sign on to their pact with the devil. And folks, the brain masseur is alive today because of the brave and costly stand that dear lady has taken. Fauci, all these government medical professionals who choose loyalty to their careers over their oath, who chose loyalty to their pocketbooks over their loyalty to their patients. All these doctors who decided to sell out to keep their head low, you know, and refuse to speak up. Real courageous types, you know. The cowardly, too cowardly to speak truth to power, who trusted the prince of the power of the air more than Messiah, the prince of God, who betrayed their patients' trust. You know, I'm telling you right now something, you'll never get it back. You're done. And that's going to cost you lots more than breaking your confidence with these liars could have ever cost you. When passing judgment on such criminals, whose crimes are so inhumane, they reach the level of crimes against humanity. Well, the sentencing, of course, is left to God and called for from his appointed agents. Romans 13 tells us, God gave government the sword of vengeance specifically to execute wrath upon these and other evil people. The fact that now it's held in the hands of wicked and ungodly and devilish people, and so used to protect the guilty and attack the righteous, well, that won't last long. True, such wicked men and women are often hailed and lauded while they're committing their crimes. Remember, in Hitler's day. But when truth finally catches up to them, and it always does, the world will call them what they are. Heinous monsters. For what else can you call any doctor, presumed a healer and helper of mankind, who purposely interferes with the medical administration of a known remedy? How heinous? I think it's called special circumstances, right? And there's a charge of murder, and then there are added penalties if the murder is attenuated with special circumstances. Fauci, Barrick, Dajak, Burke, Collins, Walensky, all of you. And that's just to name those that come readily to mind. And let's add all those who used the retracted Lancet study. Remember that? Also promoted by the New England Journal of Medicine. As guilty for failing to read the study and do their due diligence in checking it out. But with special circumstances added, if after the retraction, they did not publish a formal apology while eating a large plate of crow, betokening their shame for failing to do what 120 other good doctors did, and write to Lancet, pressuring them to look at that study and retract it. They actually looked at the study, and they questioned its absurd assertions and conclusions. Fauci alluded to this study when explaining why he did not recommend the use of hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, and he never withdrew his snide implication that that study now debunked showed hydroxychloroquine caused harm. He's a liar, and he knew he was lying when he told his lie. The company responsible for the research used in this study included trials that involved overdosing patients. Yeah, these people killed people in order to come up with a scientific study that would scare people from using this remedy for fear it might kill them. Oh, how wicked. You can't get more evil than this. They lied. People died. In fact, they killed people in order to create or manufacture their lie. And now ivermectin is included in approved drugs recognized as effective in the treatment of COVID. But every mainstream media establishment propaganda organ that discouraged the use of ivermectin for COVID treatment, who cruelly mocked those recommending ivermectin as using horse medicine and laughing at and ridiculing people for taking horse dewormer medicine, har har, guffaw, guffaw. They're saying, don't take ivermectin unless you're a horse. You're not a horse, are you? Well, who's laughing now, you arrogant, irresponsible jerks? Yeah, that's what that's the way you were talking to us. Take it. Read this. Here's a PubMed article published by NIH. It's an organization you love, right? Collins' thing. It was once Fauci's. Find it at PubMedNCBINIMNIH.gov. Let's see, here are my notes. A 5-day course of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19 may reduce the duration of illness. Uh-huh. That means that it could cure you. How about you eat that, FDA, who at one point put out a notice warning people not to take veterinary drugs to treat COVID. You bunch of liars. You knew that that drug was being used for human prescriptions for decades. Hey, Lemon! Donnie Lemon, I expect an apology, you little twerp. Now relax, you know that the brain massage show, the brain masseur, he never uses gratuitous name calling, he just doesn't do that. He is precise in his language and choice of verbiage. The word twerp means a silly and annoying person. If that doesn't fit Don Lemon, I don't know what does. Here in this is this arrogant establishment propaganda agent, Don Lemon, chiding people for taking horse dewormer. Ha ha ha. Snarl, snarl, snark, snark. Right? When in fact, ivermectin has been prescribed for human use for decades. If he didn't know that, he's an idiot because he should have checked it out. This is malfeasance and it's conduct unbecoming a human being. interjecting himself into something he knows nothing about and very possibly responsible for the deaths of many influenced by his twerpy tripe. Yeah, precise language. And so, how much of the blood of murdered COVID patients is directly attributable to medical malpractice on the part of the Fauci band and the consequence of news malpractice on the part of the likes of Rachel Maddow? Same thing. These people piling on us, calling us murderers, calling us fools, chiding us as ignorant, and even malevolent disseminators of disinformation, blaming us for the deaths of these people. And it was them all along. How many people have been killed by this phony Fauci and the fake news industry? The time of their space to repent is quickly passing. The door of opportunity to confess their wicked crimes and throw themselves at the feet of Christ to beg mercy, it's closing. These people, Fauci, Burke, Collins, DeZock, Barrick, the Bat Lady, the entire Chinese Communist Party, and every single, and by the way, the DOD in this government. It's coming out now, there's a very good possibility, that this thing was developed in a bio lab in Ukraine, and every single petty little tyrant that ran around forcing people in masks and that don't protect you. Have you read the latest from Oxford, the Cochrane study? Probably one of the most esteemed and elite organizations that study interventions like this, has come out with a study that debunks the whole mask myth nonsense. But instead, these stupid masks actually increase the risk of getting sick, and they even aid and abet COVID infection. Read Let My People Breathe, that's coming soon. And pushing people into taking this jab that, look, I have a chart right here, get my notes, and look at this chart. This chart tracks COVID deaths before and after the vaccine was introduced. COVID deaths are shown climbing in a pretty steadily rising slope across the chart until after the vaccine's introduced. And there's a little mark for when that happened. And then you notice that the slope increases dramatically. I mean, it almost just goes up vertically, with far more people dying of COVID after the shots than before. And you never heard about people dropping over dead. This sudden death thing wasn't a thing until the experimental vaccine got rolled out by our Department of Defense. Look, I'm sick of this nonsense. I'm disgusted with the people running this government. They have so grossly mishandled, they have so criminally manufactured this crisis in service to their masters, the globalists, building Nimrod's Tower. And they've used it to destroy our economy, murder millions, probably destroy the educations of I don't know how many of our children. These doctors have betrayed their oath to their patients and to their country. And the betrayal is so deep. And we only just got started here. It's time to lay down the blame where it belongs. It's time for the culprits in these monstrous crimes against humanity to pay for their deeds. It's time for the sword of judgment to execute the wrath divinely determined upon these evildoers that God called for and ordained in Romans 13. It's past time, friend. Oh, God in heaven, forget about any kraken. Release the sword of thy vengeance. Deliver us from these unreasonable and wicked people. God save us from their wicked hands on our throats. Free us, Lord. Oh, friend, I see in heaven the hailstones of divine wrath swirling about that throne. And every one of you doctors and politicians and propaganda agents that call yourselves a news agency, all of you preachers that did not study to show yourself approved but went along with all this like a pack of lemmings, shame on you. All within the sound of my voice that went along with this wicked business, it's time for you to decide what side are you on. Will you stand with the people and with the truth, or will you stand against them and continue making lies your refuge? You can hide in lies, but only for so long. Those who decide to continue trusting in government liars, hiding behind the lies of phonies like Fauci, I'm telling you, The Bible reveals that God's throne room swirls with hailstones when he's about to drop divine wrath upon this earth. And listen, the stones are forming into tornado force. Listen to the prophet Isaiah. Here's what God will do with these hailstones. Quote, "Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place." Isaiah chapter 28:17. And then right after that, he says this, "And your covenant with death shall be disannulled." Yeah, you know, Gates and Harari and Klaus Schwab and these lovers of death who have made a covenant, an agreement with death, thinking they're going to wipe out half the population or more of it. "Your covenant with death shall be disannulled. Your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. But those who sigh and cry for the sins of the people, God will have pity. He will set them aside from the coming storm and protect them under his wings as a hen doth her brood." See Ezekiel 9. Come to the Lighthouse this Sunday. Don't you think it's about time you turn to God for help in this situation? I ran right on through my usual break. I'm going to use my usual welcome back intro that I typically use for the second segment as part of my sign-off, but I'm going to have to go ahead and wrap up the Brain Massage Show today. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach. I pastor the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and I'm your brain masseur. And Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing "The Enemy's on the March," an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. And I've been using that little spiel for about, 15 years or more. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see if they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's thebrainmassage.net. Now, don't put the word "the" in there. It's just brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. That's 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And God save America. And I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.